Uncut, our voices, real stuff, candid, ukweli mtupu, sauti zetu, teenagers, young adult, experts.
This is Winning at Life Skills, brought to you by the Community Service Center of Strathmore University.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you're listening to. This is another episode of Winning at Life Skills with me, your host, Sophina Marino. And, you know, just to get us started on the episode of today, a few weeks ago, our CS for Education, Mr. Machogu, gave out the results for high school. Now, I can tell you it has been a jubilation and celebratory mood all over the country. And soon, students will be headed out to university. So today in studio, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, I have guests. And we'll be talking about campus life. We'll be talking about university. We'll be talking about college. But most importantly, we are saying this is the 411. All you need to know about campus. Now, my guests for today, I have with me Tess Maina from the Community Service Center. And one thing I think I need to appreciate is that right here at Strathmore University, the students being supported by the Community Service Center passed immensely. So congratulations to the department.
Thank you.
And also in studio, I have Diana Momisi, who is on her way to campus. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, Diana, I want to start with you.
Okay.
We hear a lot about campus.
Yes.
What are some of those things you're looking forward to?
Campus life is a broach subject that everybody wants to talk about, especially in high school. Back in high school, it used to be something very exciting, looking forward to, you know, the freedom, the new things to explore, new people to meet, the courses. And personally, I am looking forward to meeting new people, traveling places, because I know education can take you very far. Yeah, and being able to explore a new me, to understand myself better. Yes.
Oh, wow, beautiful. Now, before I get to you, Tess, I want to stay with Diana a bit and just ask you, what are those things you want to be told about campus?
Okay. So, generally, there have been a lot of myths about campus. A lot of people say a lot of things about campus life that leaves you distraught at some point. So some of the things that people say are, for example, attendance in campus is not really monitored, you know, like other people skip classes, they do not attend. So is this true?
Now, Tess, I want you to come in hot, okay? Mm-hmm. And before you answer that, I just want you to share with us again what the department does right here at Strathmore University. Share with us some of your success stories and then answer that hot question of, do you have to attend class in campus?
Thanks a lot for having me here. In fact, I don't know if you can hear a smile.
Well, I can see a very, very wide smile.
So I'm very excited because, I mean, here seated with me is one of the students I mentored when she was in high school through one of the programs we have in the office called Project Tie. And, yeah, I feel like a parent. I'm so proud and I'm so excited because all the effort and commitment you put into this, I mean, has yielded good results. And I'm happy. I am alive to experience this. And I bet I'm speaking on behalf of all the volunteers who are involved in the department through mentoring in our different programs, be it Macheo, be it the community outreach program, or even this project where we have these mentoring camps. It's very rewarding to see the fruit of your labor or to see people who actually lived out what you are telling them. So I'm very happy.
Congratulations,
Thank you.
Tess.
Thank you.
And you know, there's the question. We were just demystifying some of the things about campus. And Diana talked about one of the things she hears is that you don't have to attend classes in campus. Mm. Your classes are not monitored. Mm. How true is that? Please talk to us. Tell us.
I think it's very far from the truth. Or it's a half-truth. Because, I mean, I will speak based on my experience, at least what is done here in the university, you can only miss a third of your attendance. So technically speaking, that means maybe if a unit has, 45 hours, you can only miss 15 hours in that sense. And beyond that, you can't sit for the exams. You'd have to sit, resit the paper all over again. So it's true in the sense that nobody will force you to go to class, but at the same time, you need to attend your classes if you want to proceed. Yeah, so hapa pale.
That's very true. And honestly, I think it's time we had those candid conversations, mm-hmm. Tess. Mm-hmm. Because what exactly are you measuring against? You know, it needs to, because I feel when you talk about the classes, mm-hmm. it's like you're saying, I only want to learn to do the exams and get out of here. Mm-hmm. You're not looking at it in terms of, I want to get this knowledge to become a professional. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in answering you, Diana, I think it's very important. We had a bit of a mindset shift. Mm-hmm. Don't look at it in terms of, I don't have to attend class, mm-hmm. but rather look at it in terms of the value I'm getting from this education, which comes by being in class. Because I think when you just have that little shift, that influences everything. Mm-hmm. And every single day, let me tell you, personally, I could count the number of times I missed class. Because one, I was happy, and you know, in a previous episode, we were talking about selection. So I know most of you are still in the process of selection. Do the right selection, get into a course that you love, because that drive to want to be a professional in that field, trust me, will have you waking up every morning to go to class. But you know, moving on, Diana, we are demystifying one opinion at a time.
Yeah.
What else have you heard about campus?
Is it true that you can also defer from a course? Because I've had a couple of my friends tell me that maybe this year I'm not going to school. I've deferred. I'm probably doing something else. So is that like allowed and is it okay?
Okay. It's true you can defer. In fact, I think my memory serves me right. They say you can take a maximum of 8 years to complete your degree. So that would mean a gap year after every year. But if you don't have to take one, don't. Because it makes it difficult to resume classes because you don't remember the content from the past year, which you need to have top of mind so that you're able to proceed to the next level. So for example, if you're going to third year and you take a gap year, when you resume, you'll need to go through the work you had done in the second year so that you're able to catch up and be at a place of understanding now when you rejoin third year, which in a sense you'll have skipped like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't have to take it, don't. But otherwise, I mean, freedom, as you're saying, to each their own. But if it was up to me, I'd not take a gap year.
Yeah. Okay. And also, the other thing is, you'll realize in university, there's the compulsory units.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're moving in your year, you'll realize, so your units will be planned out, mm-hmm. pre-planned out, mm-hmm. such that if you follow the years, you'll be able to do all the units.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens when you defer, when you come back, because you're doing units with another class,
mm-hmm.
there could be an instance where there are units that are not offered in that semester.
Okay.
So what I've observed happening is, yes, you've deferred, but you'll take just, you know, like naturally a longer time to be able to complete your units. So if you have no reason whatsoever, you know, because you're just feeling, I just want to take a break.
Yeah.
I think I'd advise against it. And I mean, who doesn't want to be finished with school early?
Yeah,
I mean, who wants to take 8 years in school?
Yeah.
So if you have the opportunity. Now, definitely not to say, because, you know, circumstances can happen,
mm-hmm.
where you have to defer. So that's why I'm saying if it's unavoidable, that's fine. You'll still finish your university. Well, it will take a bit longer, but if you're determined, you'll finish. But just for the fun of it, Come on, man. School is fun. Yes. School is fun. So, and you know, I mean, it's free. It's open. You can attend your classes.
Mm-hmm.
You have time to do your own things. So finish up. I mean, it's just 4 years,
yeah.
3 years in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So just finish up with school and move
five,
on to the next level.
And five in others,
depending on the course. It's very, very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
So you do your school here. Have fun. That is the season for your learning.
Mm-hmm.
So go in with an open mind and say, I've got this. 5 years down.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Diana, do you have anything else you need us to demystify?
Yes, actually. Tess spoke about content,
mm-hmm.
right? So speaking from a perspective where in high school, you've had to, the examinations, let me take, for example, the KCSE, right? Mm-hmm. So what is in the exams is what you've learned all the way from Form 1. So when you're revising for your exams, you have to revisit all the way from Form 1, Form 2, Form 3, everything. But surprisingly, we've had that in campus, you, when you're done with the unit, it's that's it. You're done. Capish. So is it true? Because honestly, it was like a relief to some of us because remembering what you did 4 years ago and you have to apply it this year, kind of hard. So is it true?
Okay. I see what those people meant because in fourth year, you'll not be asked something directly related to first year, but you need the content to proceed. I like this example. For some reason, I remember salts from chemistry. So the same way we had salts 1, and then later on in the syllabus, there was salts 2. Mm-hmm. If you didn't understand salts 1, then you would not be able to apply the concepts in the next unit. So it's something like that. In fact, I remember when I joined the university, anyway, straight from the village, if I may say, one of the words I learned from the university when the lecturers were projecting was prerequisite, which meant that for you to attend maybe a particular class, you needed to have done another unit. Mm-hmm. Say Business Math 2, you need to have done Business Math 1. Yeah. So while it's true you don't get to answer the questions directly, you need to apply. And now in that case, is what I was saying, if you take a gap year and you don't need it, it becomes harder because you need to remember mm-hmm. concepts of Business Math 1 to be able to continue with Business Math 2.
Okay. Now, from my experience, yes. Well, at least for me, for my course, yeah, you know, once you're done with the semester, you're done with the semester. Mm-hmm. But it's dependent again. You can't just give like blanket advice on that. Like Tessa said, it depends on your course. Mm-hmm. If you're doing medicine and, you know, science related courses that build on each other, most definitely you have to know what you learned 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So depending on your course, there are also courses where every unit is independent of itself. And not the assumption really, but I mean, you've been engaged for a whole semester. Mm-hmm. You must have, you know, gotten the practice. You must have gotten the concept and everything. So you're good to go. You're good to go. And probably that's one of the things I think they should revise because now employers are having a very, very hard time with what they're calling half-baked graduates. But that's a conversation for another day. So I think the encouragement is, depending on your course, sometimes you do that semester and you're done with it. But at the end of the day, the idea is you've gotten the concept mm-hmm. to become the professional that you need to be, to become the individual that you need to be. So yes and no.
Yeah,
yes, yes, yes and no, yes okay. and no. So don't get too excited, please. Mm-hmm. And okay. Now, any other thing we need to demystify?
No, not really.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you a question. There's this thing, I keep hearing it, and Tess will agree with me. Mm-hmm. Young people keep saying, freedom, freedom, freedom. I'm like, whoa, what do you mean? What is freedom? What do you want? You know, what does freedom mean to you? But I think the question I want to ask really is, what, when young people say, when I go to campus, I'll get freedom, mm-hmm. what does that mean? And I know, I just want to tie that in with the aspect of freedom, interactions, relationships, mm-hmm. friendships. So help us understand, you know, Diana.
Yes.
When young people say, I want freedom, I can't wait for freedom when I go to campus. Mm-hmm. Now, I definitely know what that means because I also went to campus just coming from home. Mm-hmm. But explain that to me and then we'll be able to just demystify what that looks like and what freedom in university actually is mm-hmm. and what you can do to make the most out of that freedom.
Well, speaking from a student's perspective, high school, there's a great difference between high school life and campus life, right? So in high school, there's all about the waking up early, right? At 4 or 4:30, you should be in class. Mm-hmm. There's the teachers looking, like following you every time, like looking after what you're trying to do, you know. There's the dress code, right? There's a myriad of subjects entailed under that. So what we see, if I may say, as students, is that when we come to campus, life is going to be a bit loose, if I may say, right?
Relaxed.
Yeah, more relaxed, you know, because let's say your session or your lecture starts at 8. You probably won't wake up at 4, obviously. So there's that, and there's the aspect of living alone. At times, parents look, they are really concerned, right? Some of us have overprotective parents who never let you go out, never let you socialize, never let you have friends. Not my parents, though. But there's that aspect where you know that at 11 p.m., I can't be outside. No one will ask me, you know. There's that aspect. So that's, I think that's basically what freedom looks like when we speak of it from a high school perspective. Yes.
Okay. Now, Tess, she has defined freedom. But from the statistics that we have as mentors, is that this freedom is abused by some, by some. So, Tess, I'd like you to share with us, you know, as a young person transitions into university, how is it that they can plan to be able to transition well, if you understand what I mean? What are those do's and don'ts to make sure that they transition well and use this freedom to work for them and not against them?
Okay. My lecturers would be very happy with this definition of freedom because I sat through a class on ethics and philosophical anthropology, but I mean, I totally understand where she's coming from in terms of the campus aspect being, I mean, a lot more relaxed because you're not confined in an environment. But I remember the one thing, one of the things that surprised me most is the number of decisions I needed to make once I joined campus, because now at this point, the only constant thing is the timetable, but it's not an everyday thing. It's not at the same time every other day. So I needed to figure out, you know, also in high school, you have the uniform. Now here you need to figure out the outfit. And then the outfit needs to, I mean, like now in the university, yeah, you need to be, I mean, there are rules or rather guidelines around the dress code. So remember, I got decision-making fatigue, because, I mean, there are so many decisions. In high school, you don't think about supper or lunch because the school decided what you'll eat. But now you're here. You have your 200 shillings, it's a Tuesday, we're just thinking, so do I eat rice and beans, or, you know, or do I buy airtime, or do I take a Buddha? So, the number of decisions. But, in terms of freedom, I think, I usually say, mbogi haina akili. Like, there's no, like, everybody has their own brain and their own mind. So, I think cultivate an environment where you're able to make your own decisions and stand by them. And what's the worst that will happen? Yeah. And then, yeah, but I think it would be the, okay, let me say this. When I was in campus, around third year or fourth year, once we did our, like, attachment, we call it work-based learning. I remember when it dawned on me that my classmates at one point will be my networks, and I'd need to refer them or they'd need to refer me. So I remember it being very, the weight of group works in class, because in another year and a half, you'll be looking for a job and I could be the one referring you. So if you don't come to group works in class, how do you want me to refer you to a job? If I never showed up for the discussions or I added my name last minute, how much can you trust me when I ask you for a recommendation or a referral for a job? So that was a very, do we call it Eureka moment?
Or yes. Light
bulb moment, yes, actually.
Yes.
I think that's the word.
Yes.
So when you get to campus, tumia akili yako. You know what you want, you know where you're from, and do what you need to do. But also don't be afraid of being the best. Yeah, don't settle for mediocrity, but carry your own head. Even if the entire class wants to riot, let them. If you want to join them, I mean, freedom will come with the aspect of responsibility. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and be ready to face the consequences, the good and the bad, because every action has a reaction. That was physics, yeah?
Yes, it was.
Oh my God, I'm doing very well, don't you think?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Tess. And I think, honestly, in that there's something very powerful you've said. You make the decision, and whatever happens with that decision, there is a consequence. So as a young person, as you're going to university and utilize this freedom, the question is, Are you ready to deal with the consequences of it? But
I think also the one thing now when I look back in retrospect is the aspect of time. There's so much time in university. At times I wish I was more alert to that reality. Perhaps I would have started a business, because there's so much time in between the week. Mm-hmm. So also that aspect of time, you need to decide what you're going to do with your time. Because the other question that I think people ask, why should I do this course, yet it's flooded. But you see, the reality is, in those 4 years, you have a lot of opportunities to make it worth the while. So that by the time you're done with your degree, or whatever course you're doing in this case, there's something that makes you stand out from the rest. So that in a group of 10 people who've done the same course, you have an additional skill. I don't know, you've done first aid, I don't know, you led a club in school, you take part in sports, you volunteered majority of the time, and it makes a difference. So you have a lot of time, and it's an asset. And now I feel like those motivational speakers, but yeah, think about your time and decide how to do it.
In fact, you know what, Tess, you've reminded me of a story. I once worked with a young lady, she was 23, and let me tell you, this girl came in a mid-level position. Why? She was 23. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is a tip to all of you who are listening to me right now. You know, we're talking on that aspect of freedom, what you can be able to do. Mm-hmm. So while she joined campus, luckily for her, her sister was her mentor. So she'd passed through the university and she knew the programs that go on there. So immediately she was registered into ISEC, and there's something UN. I went to KU. There's a UN organization there. So she was already volunteering in those. With those, she traveled to 3 countries as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. But also the other thing, Tessa's talked about time management. You have so much time in your hands. Mm-hmm. And one thing I like about the generation, the Gen Z, as we're talking about it, is they're very exploratory. If someone discovers they can do something, now this is your chance. If you feel you have a hobby, this is your chance to test it out. Business, like you say, Tess, sports, volunteering, this is your chance to do so. But most importantly, also the company that you're keeping, make sure it's positive. These are people who are telling you where the opportunities are. And finally, university always has events. Even here in Strathmore, you always have speakers who are coming in to share one or different aspects of their work, their companies, their careers. Mm-hmm. Attend those events, as many as you can. Network. Don't say we didn't tell you.
I'm updated now.
Start studying from day one.
Okay. Yes.
The grade counts from the very onset.
It's true. Perfect.
And the lectures are 3 hours.
On a light note. Yeah. But, as we finish, this has been Campus in a Minute, and I hope we've been able to give you enough information to get you started on a high. Mm-hmm. But as we conclude, Tess, Diana, I just want you to share. Tess, for you, I'd like to share, what are some other habits you feel young people can develop to just be able to navigate successfully through university, through college?
I think the one thing that is very important, awareness of self. Just master that. And because you keep evolving. So do as many activities or engage in different things that will help you get to know yourself a bit better. Mm-hmm. And then keep at it. Like, just be yourself. The world will adjust. But be true to yourself. Yeah. And enjoy life.
Okay. And for you, Diana, what's that one thing you want to tell the young people out there as they get into learning institutions?
I feel like consistency and working hard, right, is very important. And uniqueness, just as Tessa said, just be you. Be beautiful, that's what I say.
Yeah.
And it's great. Just trust in God. Do you. Obey. Obedience, right? It's better than sacrifice. And that will guide you all the way. Good company, that's just the baseline of everything. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tess. Thank you so much, Diana. Ladies, gentlemen, girls and boys, you had it here. It's about consistency, hard work, positive decision making, working on your hobbies and networking and volunteering. Like we always say, this is your cheat code through life. In the episode about campus in a minute, we summarized some of the tips that we're giving young people to be able to survive in their first semester in university. So one of the key skills a student has to have is develop a culture of hard work, be consistent at everything you do, develop positive decision making, work on your hobbies, make sure to network and attend events. Volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. We cannot say that enough. And you know what? To get this and more information, make sure to follow us on Twitter at @CSC_Strath. Follow us on IG at @SU_Community Service and get us right here at the Strathmore Student Center on the third floor. Thank you.
This is Winning at Life Skills, brought to you by the Community Service Centre of Strathmore University.